Good morning, everybody. Thanks for coming today. I'm Rosemary Lafferty from Yellow Ruler Marketing. And as you can see, today we're going to be talking about how you could use marketing to help prevent unexpected dips in sales. So I'm just going to take today, in the 15 minutes, run through four things. The challenges, which you probably already know for SMEs for marketing. What you should do now, and a marketing plan, what elements you should be seeing in it. And lastly, the thing I'm going to spend the most amount of time on is an example of how an SME that I work with has used marketing very effectively to prevent these unexpected dips. So, just get right into it. You probably know if you're in an SME that sales are not level, they go up and they go down. And if you're a small business and you're busy doing what you do, you're out there spending a lot of time looking after your customers and looking after the existing business, you don't have time necessarily to be out doing marketing, and that's all fine when you're busy, but when it gets quiet and suddenly you have this horrible dip, you start scrambling around maybe trying to do things that you haven't had time to research, and it's panic stations and also very stressful. How can we try to prevent that? I like this analogy of temperature. So what can marketing do for your business? What I always say, it's sort of moving prospects from 0 degrees temperatures to 100 degrees. So the 0 degrees are the people who are new prospects out there who have never heard of you and your business, but you know in your heart and soul, if I could just get time to get out there and start looking for a business, there's probably lots of people I can sell to, but you're not getting time to do that. You don't have time to sort of move them onwards from 0 to 100 degrees Celsius. So marketing can basically help you while you're busy doing your existing business. There's regular high quality marketing going on. Someone that you've contracted to do it is going on. It's moving your prospects, never seen, heard of, but they're seeing you. It's moving them off the 0 degrees. So, the benefits. I heard a thing recently I thought was very good. It said it takes 7 touch points to make a sale. So by touch points they mean, you probably heard of that before, but for example, if a new prospect comes across you, they see something you've written on LinkedIn, that's one. And then they might go visit your website, that's two. And then they might give you a call, and that's meeting, so on and so on. And it does actually, I find, especially in business to business, it takes those 7 touch points. And what marketing is doing is it moving all those touch points on while you're busy doing your business, while someone else is doing this for you. Specifically, the kind of benefits we're talking about is building awareness, because obviously no one's going to buy off you if they don't know you exist. Building your reputation. So what I mean by that, say you have someone who is regularly putting good content for you out on LinkedIn or wherever. There's a prospect there going down through his LinkedIn newsfeed, sees an article from your business, reads it and goes, first of all, they've heard of you, number one. Secondly, they're saying, oh, that's Joe Blogs and Blogs Foods or whatever. He's, you know, or whatever. He knows actually what he's talking about. So now, in that prospect's head, you exist and you know what you're talking about. And we'll see this later on in the example. It can shorten the sales cycle. So while you're busy. When the dip comes, you want to go and talk to those prospects. They'll have heard of you, hopefully they'll have a good opinion of you. So immediately, they're not on zero anymore. They're probably about 40 or 50 degrees. So it shortens the sales cycle, and that is a huge thing, because if you have a dip, you don't have all, do work for a client who said, I'm quiet in January, so I start doing the calls in January, and say, if you're going to be quiet in January and you start doing the calls in January, you're not going to, you know, deliver them straight away. I always think a good analogy for sales and marketing is gardening. You know, you're not going to stick down lettuce seeds and go out the next day and have a beautiful head of lettuce. And neither can you stick them down and go out 3 months later and expect to have loads of lovely heads of lettuce. You're going to have loads of weeds, and if you're lucky, you might have one straggly little head. So it works a lot the same in marketing. So what you should do now, I think if you are there saying, I'm really busy, I don't have time for that, here's something, three things you can kind of do that are not really going to cost you anything, to take a little bit of time. I would take, simply just look in your area for marketing consultants agencies. Have a look just quickly to see what size they are. So if you're a small business and they are sort of, their main clients are CRH and Aer Lingus, okay, they're probably not the right for you. Have a look at what sort of customers they have. If they've got something similar to you, then they might be right for you to talk to them. Secondly, just before you meet them, you know, if you set your appointment, send them an email or whatever, saying, this is what I'm trying to achieve. Now the thing is, you don't have to do anything else than that. Just say, nobody knows about our business, we're trying to increase awareness. You know, we need to go after this target market. I go into meet a lot of SMEs and they say, oh, do you know, I think we need to change this page on our website, and I think we should be doing Facebook, or we should be doing this. And really, they actually don't need to be doing all that, you know. If you have someone who can help your business properly, they will do that for you. So all you need to do is tell them your objective, right, in advance, so they've got time to think about this and research it. And then when they come into you, obviously, you give them as much background information as possible. But they should be asking you all of these questions, you know, that are going to help them do it. And then they should come back to you with proposals. Okay, so detailed proposals. I'm going to go into what's involved in that in a moment, in a minute. So, when I go into business, I like to do a marketing plan, which is 6 elements, just the one that I use has 6 elements. And the reason that you want to see a marketing plan is you want them to go from the beginning. You don't want them to come in and say, well, this is what I'm going to do for you, right? Even though it might sound wonderful, you want to know the reasoning behind it and all that, okay? So the first thing is, you probably all heard of situation analysis, your strengths, your weaknesses, your opportunities and threats. And that might say, oh, that's very academic, I don't want to be doing all that stuff. But it actually is pretty important, because, for example, years ago I worked in the printing business, and around 2002 I had a very good customer, and she always bought all her printing off me. And in previous years she used to buy 150,000 leaflets of one particular type. And then in 2002 she said to me, I'm only doing 75,000 this year. And I said, why? She said, the internet, we have a website now. So that's a threat in your business, in the external environment. So threats, weaknesses, opportunities, threats are really, really important. You go through that really thoroughly. Objectives we've spoken about. Strategy, there's basically 3 types. Low cost, differentiation, and needs. We don't need to get bogged down in that here. But in that, you should look at your target markets. Or your proposal should contain it. You can't go after everybody, so you pick out the ones with your strengths and weaknesses, opportunities, threats are going to equip you to do best. Tactics is basically your marketing, and the other thing there is customer personas. You want a really clear picture of who you're trying to go after, right? There might be a few different types. Like your best customers at the moment, it's good, you can build a persona from that and say, who are they? Who are the ones I'm going to get the most value out of? And then you move on. And then you move on to your tactics, which is just the toolbox of marketing. What I do for my clients is I say, these are all basically in summary form, all the possible tools you could use. And these, the ones in bold, are the ones I'm going to use for your business, okay? So that's basically everything you could use and what's right for them, because you're not going to be using every single tool. Actions, in your marketing plan that you get from whoever it is that's going to be doing it for you, this should be the most specific part. The who, why, where, when, you know, it should be really, really specific. Like, we're going to use this platform and we're going to do posts every week, every month, what are we going to put in it, okay? It's really, really specific. That should be the longest part of it. And then the controls is the last part. How will you measure your effective marketing? I just said there are meaningful controls that matter, because, like, as you see here, there's a million and one things you can measure, right? Analytics and big data, but really, you do not want to get bogged down in them. And I find most business owners, they know their business really well. I don't need to go in and tell them this marketing is working. It is, obviously, there's some key ones that you would always look at. But do not, you can get lost for hours on end looking at your Google Analytics, and it really wouldn't. It's not productive. So this is the thing I want to spend the longest on. And a good example, I have one of my clients, he's a quality consultant, so his target market are the medical device companies in Ireland, and he helps them prepare for FDA audits and get their ISO, etc. He would have a very high standard of work, so his quote to order conversion rate was very high. He was very good at getting business once he got in front of clients, but inevitably he couldn't get in front of them. He was too busy doing training and out with customers. Very low awareness. His source of business mostly look and word of mouth, which is great, but when the dip happens, he was starting from zero. So what we did is we started off by looking at his target market and creating a prospect database, the people that we would like to contact. We wrote a script and we set objectives for approaching the prospects. The objectives were, the tool we were using was telemarketing initially and email newsletter. We tried to bring these prospects to get an appointment with them. And obviously they'd never heard of him before, so the appointment rate was pretty low. But that was okay, because our second objective was to ask to sign up for a newsletter, right? Because this his business is very, attention to detail, quality is really, really important, okay? So we got a huge sign-up rate on the newsletter because it's free, you can unsubscribe anytime, why wouldn't you? So now we have a database of clients that we can send e-newsletters to. We also set up a LinkedIn company page and a Twitter page. But the thing that worked for him best was his e-newsletter, and obviously Twitter and LinkedIn as well. So his posts that he went out to all these prospects, they were regular and they were extremely high quality. How do you know whether your posts are going to be high quality or not? There's a guy called Joe Pulizzi, he's a content marketing guru, and he says, ask yourself, will this content help my prospects live their lives better or do the jobs better, right? So if you can say yes to either of those, that means it's good quality. And this worked really well for him because we were sending out the newsletter every so often. He was busy doing his stuff. I was sending out the newsletter, putting it out on LinkedIn and Twitter, etc., going on merrily. And suddenly the dip came and he's in a panic. But because I was able to look at his e-newsletter statistics and analyze them, we used a software called Agent that you've all probably heard of, it gives you really good information about who opened your newsletter, who read it, who went on to links on your website. So I was able to give him, these are the people who are opening the most, these are the people who are reading it the most. So he took those top people, got on the phone to them, and this is what, we also did other stuff like rebranding his company, because his company was Northridge Management Services. Who do what exactly? So we changed it to Northridge Quality and Validation, but that tells you nothing. His original name told you nothing about what he did. But this is what he said. When he got on the phone that time after doing this regular marketing, he said, now when we pick up the phone, they know immediately who we are and they're aware of him. And this has made the sales process so much easier and so much more successful. So that worked extremely well for him. And he didn't always do it as often as I would like to have him to have done it. But even so, we're still getting zero unsubscribes because the quality of the information that he's sending out is very good. So I think that's everything. Again, gardening, I always think marketing is a long game. I would say if you're thinking about doing it, start small. Like, don't let anyone suggest that you should have three or four different platforms, etc. If you're on a budget and you want to test the water, take one social media platform. Maybe if you can only manage a content once a month, once a week, that's fine. The most important thing is that your stuff that you're putting out there is good quality, and that it's been prepared for marketing, like it includes your keywords, because he gives me content, I don't just put it out there, I go through it, I add keywords, I break it out, put it into relevant headings, because people sometimes don't read everything, they just skim over headings. So I would say, if you feel your business needs some marketing, get on the phone, get some meetings, start small. It's much easier to scale up than it is to scale back down. And I hope that's been helpful. If anybody wants to have a chat with me later, they can do. My cards are there. So I think that's everything I meant to cover. If there's any questions, let me know. Thank you very much.
Well done.
Oh, thanks very much.
Very good. It's not easy.
No, no.
Thank you.
Good luck. Are you speaking now? Are you speaking now?
I am indeed.
Okay, David, is it? Good luck.